This is Claude Lalumière. I'll be reading a section from a lost myth, a story called What to Do with the Dead, that first appeared in Shimmer number 10. The People of the Islands. The islanders, surrounded as they were by water, naturally thought of giving their dead to the ocean. They weren't sure what the ocean god would think of that idea, so every time they dumped a corpse into his domain, they appeased the god with sacred songs and the blood of an infant. They didn't kill the baby. They just cut the flesh of its left thumb and let a trickle of blood flow into the water. Their rituals did the trick, and the ocean god accepted the dead of the islanders. Since the corpses were now his, he decided to put them to good use. He asked his daughters to gather the freshly dead and bring them to his workshop. It was strewn with the body parts of dead fish, which had been accumulating for ages. All this time, he'd been trying to figure out what to do with the dead fish. So he went to work, ripping bodies apart and patching them up again. Only, not as they were before. He mixed fish parts with human parts. Some had fish heads and human torsos. Others had fish tails but human heads. Some had flippers for feet but human hands, and even more bizarre permutations. The ocean god tried every combination imaginable. The problem was, they stayed dead. Some of the god's patchwork creations were ugly and scary looking, but others were imbued with an ethereal beauty. One was so beautiful that Circea, the ocean god's youngest daughter, dreamt of it every night, imagining herself kissing its smooth torso, tonguing its gills, rubbing herself against its flippers, feeling its fins dig into her flesh, running her fingers through its hair. Circea had never been taught the difference between the living and the dead. One morning, unable to contain herself any longer, she kissed the beautiful patchwork creature, and it came to life. Circea was so alarmed when the beautiful creature stirred that she swam away and hid, fearing her father's wrath for her interference with his experiments. When the ocean god noticed the patchwork creature, he asked it how it had come to be alive. The creature said, "Your daughter Circea gave me the kiss of life." The ocean god beamed with pride. "What a clever girl." Then, addressing the creature, he said, "You are the first of the merfolk, and you shall henceforth be called by the name Tritus." Meanwhile, Circea was hiding, or thought she was. It's impossible for water creatures to hide from the ocean god. So he reached out and brought her into his presence. Not knowing what had transpired between the patchwork creature and her father, Circea trembled with fear. But her father reassured her, instructing her to kiss all of his patchwork creatures. Circea, relieved that her father was pleased, obeyed. But some of the creatures were hideous. In those cases, she closed her eyes and imagined she was kissing Tritus, the beautiful merman who had inspired that first kiss. Lost Myths is a collaborative project between me and artist Rupert Bottenberg. It'll encompass comics, illustrated stories, bestiaries, pantheons, art, fiction, and a whole bunch of other newly created mythological artifacts. Check out lostmyths.net to see what we're up to.